from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
In this episode, we're going to be looking at theory and practice in learning and development. Or rather, Nigel is going to tell us why we need to be thinking about working with theory and putting it into practice and continue to do so in on an ongoing basis. Maybe that's something that L&D professionals don't do, Nigel. Is that why you're suggesting this is something we should consider?
It's something that's floating around my head, Martin. And I suppose when things float around your head, you should spit it out. So I'll spit it out, I think, with a quote from Pierre Bourdieu, who's a French sociologist who died early this century, and an amazing guy who wrote profoundly, profusely, and almost incomprehensibly in French that has been translated in the years since. But there's one thing that he said that I really stuck in my head. And he said, those who reflect on the social sciences without practicing them, and those who practice them without reflecting on them. So he's basically saying that in neither case will you get anywhere near an adequate theory of practice or develop your practice. And he's talking very generically about social sciences, but it struck me that we do live in a world where there are those who do and those who write about doing. And in some ways, there's a third group, which are those who research about it. And it struck me that unlike many other professions, where in medicine, for example, a practicing doctor has an element of research usually, and certainly keeps in touch with research and is striving throughout her career to improve practice and understand practice more clearly through that engagement with both her day-to-day work, i.e. her field work, you know, the meeting patients, chopping people up or whatever she happens to do, and the theoretical information that's coming at her on a regular basis. And as a practicing medic, her job is to keep in touch with those things and never let the two get too far apart, so that the theory can influence her practice and her practice can comment back on the theory. Whereas in L&D, we seem to have somehow managed to get ourselves in completely separate buckets, that you get on and do stuff without any real grounding in theory, or worse in a way, people who are not grounded in theory pontificate at large from the margins without, in a sense, having a clue what they're talking about. They've never been there, never done it, never had to, you know, chew the gum and drink the Kool-Aid. And that makes a weakness, an underlying weakness, I think, in the profession, because we're never going to get better if we just listen to fads and fashions, what suppliers tell you on the one hand, or we accept as gospel people pontificating from outside and kind of challenging our practice, and we just accept that without questioning. So my belief is that those two words, practice and field work, should come together. That if you're doing field work, that is, you should be closely observing, you should be acutely aware and conscious as a field worker that you're trying to understand your practice. And that should in turn be mediated by your understanding of the theory, that and solid academic theory, not fly-by-night stuff that you read in a, you know, in a magazine, but not necessarily deeply and profoundly engaging with journal articles, at least testing out stuff in the journals and going back to from someone saying something to testing whether there is any evidence for making those claims. So I'm arguing for not just an evidence-based practitioner, because I think that's very important. There are plenty of people who are arguing for that, but that an evidence-based practitioner who is a conscious field worker, right in there, observing, questioning, never taking things for granted. Because another part of the problem is that we take everything on instruction. People say, oh, Martin, you know, leadership needs a bit of a tidy up. Would you go away and do that? Yeah, okay, I'll have a look at that for you. No field work involved at all. So forget about received opinion from inside and received opinion from outside. Do your field work and focus on improving your practice. And I think that that could be transformational for L&D. So that's where I am. I'm not suggesting I've got anything worked out. These are just ideas that I'm tossing around in my head at the moment. But I think they're important ideas. And I guess thousands will disagree. So that's it. Simple as that, Martin.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. And it'd be interesting to see what people think about what you've just said. I mean, just very briefly, my reflection on that is that, say, in medicine, it's a regulated sector and it's all tied up with being able to be competent at what you do and also being competent at new techniques and learning what they are. So you are constantly progressing, aren't you, and developing your practice, whereas in learning development there is no motivation to do that. It's not regulated. So I'm presuming what you're saying is it's up to individuals to be thinking about this in this way, because
it should be pride of profession. Yes. Yeah. And I think the best doctors, it's pride of profession, not just the fact that it's regulated. Yeah. You know, they really want to do as good a job as they can with their patients. And they can't do that relying on five-year-old technology or five-year-old ideas or 50-year-old ideas. And they can't do it with believing all the nonsense that the suppliers and saying, oh, this machine only costs 3 million. This is going to do it all. You know, there's a level of skepticism, but a commitment to practice. So you're right. I think you're right. It is a different business getting into being a doctor than getting into L&D. And people, including me, fall into L&D. We didn't come in through, you know, defining our life around L&D. We came into it in very many different ways. That doesn't stop you being trying to be a professional and trying to improve your practice as you go.
Yeah.
And be a learner, essentially. That's the irony of it. All we're asking is that the people who work in L&D should see themselves as learners, not knowers.
Yeah.
And the problem is that most people feel that they imbibe and share their knowing rather than humbly become learners or continually become learners.
So it's some great ideas, I think, for us all to just think about, really. It's getting my cogs in my brain whirring. So I think we should leave it there. I'll carry on thinking about what you've just said. But thanks for sharing those ideas, Nigel. I think, a lot to think about.
Many thanks, Martin. Always a pleasure to talk.
From scratch.